Brent Case is the Vice President of International Business Services for the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce, and he's on the other end of our line. Brent, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks for being on the program. How many members does the chamber have now?
We're upwards of 1,200 now, Tony.
And where do you? What's your area range? Where do you cover?
Primarily the Tri-County area, Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham counties.
After 10 years of an absence in the international trade arena, the state of Michigan is getting back into the game. Why have we been away for 10 years, and why are we getting back into the game?
Well, I can't really answer the question of why we were away, but I can say that with Governor Snyder and Mike Finney at the helm at MEDC, we're getting back into the export game because it's an obvious economic driver, a job creator.
Well, I know that the state has increased its imports by more than 35% to nearly $45 billion. This occurred last year. I can only imagine that will be the same for next year. Tomorrow, Michigan will host a pretty big meeting. Tell us about it.
Sure. We're hosting the 2012 Port Lansing Global Logistics Conference at the Kellogg Center. We've got about 20 expert speakers, including Mr. Mike Finney as our keynote speaker at lunch, and former Governor Jim Blanchard will be making comments at the reception following the conference.
What is Port Lansing?
Port Lansing is an inland port. So a lot of people think of ports as those things on the coast where a bunch of containers come in or where they fly out or go out on a cruise. But Port Lansing is actually an inland port right here in Lansing, centered at the airport, and you can bring freight and international passengers can clear customs right here in Lansing.
From your perspective, what's the goal of the 2012 Port Lansing Global Logistics Conference that will be held tomorrow at MSU?
The goal is to bring all the players in international business together to understand what Port Lansing can do. It's a local asset that we're working to get better utilization on. You're going to hear from companies that are using Port Lansing and how they're doing that, the benefits they're getting from that. But also just to become aware of all the resources that are available to help companies export and import if they need to, and get involved in global commerce.
May is International Trade Month. Who are some of the experts on international finance and commerce that will be attending tomorrow's conference?
Well, we have John O'Gara with the SBA. That's the Small Business Administration. That's a federal program. And they have some creative programs that help companies get loan guarantees to finance their exports. He's going to be there. Paul Brown with the MEDC, they have some new creative loan programs, financing programs for companies interested in international business. Then also Scott Hibbard with Comerica Bank, so to get a perspective from the private sector and what local banks are able to do for businesses.
Many Michigan businesses that have a stake in exporting to foreign markets will also be at the conference. Who are some of those companies?
Well, we have local companies that I've been working with through Port Lansing. Airlift is one of them out on Snow Road. They make air suspension kits for aftermarket. And then they've been growing gangbusters, and part of that's through their export activities. Also, Redmer Technologies, they're importers and exporters, and they make aftermarket auto parts as well. And then another young company is called Executive Pan, and they sell some novel tape products. So you can buy Sparty tape on duct tape, office tape, or packing tape, along with 100 other universities and now the NFL.
How will what they learn be of potential benefit to our economy?
Well, these guys are growing right here, and they're leveraging Port Lansing to do that. We're helping with the global logistics to simplify things. Right now, a lot of companies hire freight forwarders, customs brokers, on the east or west coast or out of Chicago, and we're trying to localize that right here so that you can do all those things right here in Lansing and not have to hire other companies but support the local economy.
Brent, what's producing the most new growth in Michigan's foreign exports? Is it automobiles? Is it manufacturing? Is it agriculture?
Yes. Yes, it is. Auto, as everybody knows, is having a great rebound, and they're exporting a lot. Manufacturing, you know, there's various forms of manufacturing, including the tier one, or excuse me, the tier two, tier three suppliers to auto, and they're going to do well when the autos do. But Michigan does have a fabulous agricultural sector, and it's also growing significantly. And the state has put special resources dedicated to growing our ag.
Is there still time to register for this conference?
There is. The conference will be tomorrow, but we're going to have registration available all day today, and then if necessary, folks can register when they walk up at the Power Center tomorrow.
Where can people find out more information about the conference?
PortLansing.com. There's an icon right there at the center of the page, at the top of the page. They can click on that and get the agenda, see all the speakers, bios, the venue, everything's right there.
Brent, I've heard through the many conversations that we've had, the interviews that we've conducted in regards to the bridge, the proposed bridge from Detroit to Windsor, that would help imports and would help Michigan in the exporting game. Do you agree with that?
100%. I agree with that. I really believe that the bridge needs to be built for a number of reasons. Biggest one is Canada is our number one trading partner. They receive 49% of Michigan exports. That's far and away above Mexico and China, which are number two and three. And we need to have some level of redundancy. The Ambassador Bridge is getting old, and we never know, you know, when the terrorists are going to strike, take that bridge down, and you know, basically the autos stop. And so there's already huge delays. The Canadians have been extremely generous to offer to finance it, and the tax burden on Michigan taxpayers is minimal, if any, and so without a doubt, we support the construction of the new bridge.
All right, Brent, I think if terrorists were going to take out an old bridge, they could take out a new one just the same.
This is true. This is true, but if we don't have any redundancy, then, you know, we're dead in the water, for lack of a better term.
And Brent, I know that the chamber supports the idea of another bridge. Well, what about the opposition saying that ridership across, back and forth on the current bridge is down and therefore another one's not needed?
That's just totally inaccurate. Ridership maybe for tourists is down, but without a doubt, trucking is increasing dramatically, or is on a very high level.
All right, Brent, before I let you go, we talked with some folks about a proposed new tunnel from Canada over to Detroit, which would take the one that's currently used for trucking and turn that into one for rail, and then we would have a new one for trucks. Any new word on that new tunnel?
As far as I know, the plans for that are going forward, and that's going to occur. So, again, that's a great development.
All right. We've been talking with Brent Case, who's the Vice President of International Business Services for the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. Tomorrow at MSU, Michigan will host business leaders from across the nation for the 2012 Port Lansing Global Logistics Conference on the campus of Michigan State University. Just go to the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce's website, and you can find out more. Brent, thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Tony.